I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. Unfortunately, I don't know where the tone of this show will go tonight. Some things maybe Nolan and I will agree upon. There could be stuff that we disagree upon. Obviously, it's going to be the majority of the winter meetings, expectations that should have happened, could have happened, but have not happened. And obviously, curtain call questions on some of the events that did happen is what we're going to be talking about tonight. So anyways, before we get there, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there in the world listening to us. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. You know that. So thank you for being back with us. Thank you for being a part of the nation. Thank you for messaging in your curtain call questions, getting your apparel, inquiring about the rope trainer, and of course our the Rip Grip Pro as well. So on that note, we do want to give a shout out to Tress Sullivan and his team over at Rip Grip Pro. You can find out more about them if you haven't already got the product in your hands for your hitting training development program. And you can reach out to myself, talk to me about it, why we believe in it, why we use it as part of our training process with our players that we deal with and or work with, both here in Canada and when I'm abroad in Europe as well. So and of course, like I mentioned before, the rope trainer. You want a throwing training aid, you got a Christmas stocking coming up, you need things filled or whatever in that. One, it's a great product to have under the tree at Christmas time and or during the holiday season. And obviously, you're looking for arm health, you're looking for motion work, resistance, arm strength, getting correct. That's the product you want to have. The rope trainer can do everything from players to pitchers, from beginners to pros. It doesn't matter. It's got to be in your bag, like your helmet, your cleats, your batting gloves. It's got to be a part of who you are, and it's going to be definitely a product that will make you better. We've used it since 2017. That's how much we believe in it. So, again, Dirtbags, I don't know where the tone's going tonight, but I know you got, even though there wasn't a lot of activity in the last week, Nolan and I are fired up, but in a different sense, and I'm sure you're fired up as well. We've seen some of the comments coming into us, so we're going to be talking about that and going over it and giving our opinions, because that's what it's all about. We're not part of the MLB, so we get to speak freely, as do you. So anyways, sit back, get your favorite drink, settle in. We're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get after it.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at columbia.com/infinity.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moo-la-la. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, set the tone, I guess, is the best way. You lead them.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Last year's winter meetings, tons of movement. Loved it. It was good for the game.
26 or 27 moves?
This year, I don't know if anybody actually showed up and had a conversation. Last time I checked, COVID's not a thing anymore. I'm pretty sure people can talk in person. I saw the crowds there. Seemed like a lot of people wanted to hear some people talking. No one wanted to do anything. Not going to lie, I was thoroughly disappointed by this year's winter meetings. Normally, you expect at least one big move, two big moves to happen. I mean, what do you want to say the biggest move was? Them talking about Shohei Ohtani for the entire weekend, saying, hey, listen, he was down in Dunedin with the Toronto Blue Jays. Hey, he met with the Dodgers on Friday. His decision's expected to come before the weekend. Like, congratulations, MLB. You have the biggest free agent in MLB history. You guys didn't promote him the way you should have. They could have turned this into a movie. They could have done a heck of a lot of things with it, right? It was the same as when Bryce Harper was a free agent, the year that he was on the cover of MLB The Show. Even the way that the MLB The Show did it was pretty sweet, because they started knocking teams off the board right away once it got kind of down to the final three. I love that. Shohei Ohtani, the MLB's done nothing with him. And I mean, yeah, if the guy wants his secrecy, if he wants his privacy, sure, that's more power to him. But the MLB's got to understand, hey, listen, man, we got a global, not an American, a global superstar. Because Shohei Ohtani is that, man. He's the unicorn for a reason. They could have done a lot of things with him, and they did not properly do anything. And that being said, I mean, the winter meetings, let's be honest about it. It sucked this year. Like, we got Juan Soto possibly being traded. Possibly. All that I've heard for the past day is, hey, the Yankees are close to a deal. They have this, that, and the other lined up to give to the San Diego Padres, but nothing's been finalized yet. And, like, the only thing that I can think of that would be holding up this trade to this point is the fact that they possibly are trying to sign to a contract extension right now to eliminate the possibility of free agency. That's the only thing that I can think of, because for a day it's been, hey, they're close. They're close. They're knocking on the door. Well, the Yankees, last time I heard, according to Bob Nightingale, they hopped on the plane and they flew back to New York without Juan Soto coming on that plane with them.
Do you think MLB took a page out of the Perry Minasian book? Because for all you dirtbags out there, let's go back. We just finished a phenomenal year. WBC.
Great for the game.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. June 30th comes, and I will pat ourselves on the back right here, Nolan and myself. I was in France coaching at the time. You know that all, the dirtbags that have been with us that long. If you're new to it, we made that call back June 30th that Minasian should be on the blower. He should have a sit down with Shohei at that time. Are you coming back or not? Because we got to get something for you if you don't. That was a month ahead of trade deadline. We were the first ones. Nothing. Sat on his hands, got nothing done. So we said we'd be talking about it in the offseason. Well, we're going to talk about it. You're darn right. I didn't expect to be talking about it in this sense. And I get it. Hey, you're still early in the offseason. You're not quite at the halfway point yet. But MLB, you have to be downright upset. And I know a lot of people on the network watching them talk and speak or whatever, they can't say what they wanted to say. Oh, but 100%. You could see Mark DeRosa, he said it right out of the gate. He said, let's get the trades going. Get trades going, get signings going, let's get this pumped up. He was juiced, and by the end of it, he wasn't even around.
Last time I checked, there was, what, 25 teams, 20, at least 20 teams that weren't in on Shohei. So why were these 20 teams not making moves? Like, there was tons of stuff that could have been done, and it just seemed like everybody was just waiting for that. For that
shoot magical, drop, as they
say. Exactly. The magical moment of Shohei Ohtani signing with whatever team. Everybody was enamored. It's like, dude, you guys understand you can't afford him. Don't even throw your hat in the ring. Literally just make moves for whatever you can get.
Everybody on the big boys on Twitter, MLB Network, everybody. I mean, they tried to pump it up. They tried to fire it up going in last Friday it started. You know, expect a deal done for Shohei by the end of the winter meetings. They did everything in their power. And again, I get it. You're right, Nolan. Everybody knows it out there, dirtbags. It's his choice. He can sign when he wants to. He wants to sign March 1st, sign March 1st. Whatever. It is his choice. That's the right of free agency. But it doesn't have to prevent everything else, because let's be honest about this. You're talking about the unicorn. The other guys, Cody Bellinger wasn't talked about hardly at all in 4 days. I saw three times it came up in 4 days, his name. And more on the ticker than even out of somebody's voice. Or most, sorry. Nothing there. Chapman, nothing there. Anybody and everybody. We're not even talking about players that are on any kind of a platform or the same level as him. Go make those deals. At some point, MLB, go ahead and knock on the doors and say, guys, go ahead and finalize those deals. Go ahead and make those deals. Now, I get it. Maybe their agents are holding out as well. But they're not getting $100 million more because Shohei's going to end up at $600 million as the projection is. They're not going from $175 million to $275 million, let's say, for a Matt Chapman. They're not going from $202 million plus that they're projecting for Bellinger to $300 million plus. Unless that team that signs him is out of their mind. They're absolutely insane. There's not a chance that's happening. So go make moves. Keep the industry moving. Keep the excitement there.
Well, that's in. There was tons of trades to be had, right? And there was only, what, two, three considerable trades that happened? Like, obviously, you get Seattle and Atlanta, and then you have Boston and New York. Those are the only
Atlanta
two.
Atlanta doing the Kalanick?
That's why I said Seattle and Atlanta.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm so wrapped up in the Shohei thing. Like, I'm so fired up, I'm not even thinking straight.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Like I said, like, it was just the biggest letdown that you could have had to try and advertise this sport. Because let's be honest, the winter meetings for baseball is essentially like March. I'm drawing a blank on when it is. Whenever the NFL free agency starts. I know it's middle of March. It just kind of depends on what day of the month it is, I guess, technically. But yeah, like, you're looking at it. And like football, you know, okay, the second free agency starts for that. They have their legal tampering period, what, I guess 2 days before or something like that, free agency actually starts. And then the ball just gets rolling and it's just boom, 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 boom. Like 15, 20 moves that are significant are happening on day one. Winter meetings last year, that's why we went into it and we're thinking, okay, something's going to happen. Like, they're talking too much about Shohei Ohtani. They're talking too much about Juan Soto. Like, you got 4 days where you're sitting down face-to-face with the other teams. You can figure out a deal in 4 days. I know you can. And the fact that these guys are walking out of there with nothing done, I don't know, man. I got very disappointed about that whole thing. Now, obviously, it sounds like, well, we might get a Shohei signing by the weekend. I'll believe it when the dotted line's officially signed at this point in time.
Well, everybody starts to go down that road, right? It's almost like you lose interest. They're still going to be interested, but if you're not in on the Blue Jays, maybe the Dodgers, with even though Robert's comments and I'll use violating the protocol of Shohei's free agency or whatever and that. When you're talking about that much money, it doesn't matter that Dave said that or whatever and that. I can't really see that going in. So whether it's the Giants, whoever. I mean, the bottom line is, let's be realistic. Everybody's looking at Shohei as a baseball-only signing. That's where the focus is. Is he going to make you a World Series champion? No guarantee. We know that. We know with all those big-time, long-term contracts, it hardly ever works out the way it is expected. With him, it's so much more than just a baseball signing. It's an organizational change. It's a business change where so much money is going to come back in so many varying forms. It's unbelievable. The Blue Jays, I said it to you just before, we got a minute left in this segment, Dirtbag. So the Blue Jays, for example, Nolan and I were talking about it, and you look at that. I was over in Europe the last 2 years. So yes, we all know it. Yankees, global. Dodgers, global. Cubbies, pretty global, not as much. Cardinals, somewhat. Blue Jays, Canada's team. Now they got a chance to be Canada and Japan's team if it gets done. So we're talking about a business and a platform and Japanese TV stations, how that contract looks and all that type of stuff. So it's such a massive projection. It's unbelievable. And it does take a lot of time to get there. How many opt-outs is he going to have? What's the execution of the opt-outs? Do they front-end pay him? Maybe they pay him $75 million a year up front, and then they only got to pay, like, you know, $30 million at the back end. Maybe it's something like that. You just don't know. But move the chains, people. For the love of God, move the chains. We're going to be right back here, and we're just going to keep moving and hammering away at it, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, yes, we're talking about Shohei and the business side of that contract that has to come in. So that's something that people can't even wrap their head around. And I get that. We're just focusing on baseball. So, but it is important. It is relative. And that's the difference between his contract and everybody else to a degree. Yes, there's business on the business side of every other contract, but not to the magnitude. We know that. Shota, whether you like the Yankees or you don't, I have to believe that they were wanting to move the needle. And that's why they pressed so hard on the Soto trade. I can see why San Diego held off. But if the players are in on what supposedly the Yankees were willing to offer for him, boy, that's a tough pull away from the table on the Padres. It's pitching they need. It's a reduction of salary, which they need. Don't forget, it was what, September, when they used a $50 million loan. Don't forget about that, Dirtbags. So they need money off the books.
Reportedly.
Yeah, reportedly. But it's looking like it is, because ever since then, it's basically, yeah, we got to reduce payroll. I mean, good for the Yankees. Good for the Yankees to push the envelope, get it going. They need outfield. They know that. And good for the Yankees to try to drum up some MLB awareness. I don't know.
Here's the thing, right? So I get that these guys are all prospects, and until you're actually proven up at the major league level, there's a reason why they're called prospects. I'm not going to lie. The Yankees lost a lot of pitching over the past 2 days if this Soto deal goes through. You look at it, right? They lost, what, three pitchers in the Alex Verdugo trade. They lost three more pitchers in the MLB Rule 5 draft. And then they're losing four pitchers in this Juan Soto deal if the guys that are reportedly going back actually do go back, for three outfielders, because it sounds like Trent Grisham's going to be thrown in on the deal. So you get Trent Grisham, Alex Verdugo, and Juan Soto. The problem with that is Grisham hit under 200 last year. He's a lefty stick. If you want to say that's a problem, that can be a problem. But either way, he hit under 200 last year. Like, I'm not expecting otherworldly things. He's coming in as a fourth outfielder. Verdugo, obviously a high contact guy. I mean, he can maybe jump the park 20 times there in New York, obviously, with it having the short right field porch. But, like, at the end of the day, they get Juan Soto. Who's your center fielder? I get that Boone said, hey, listen, we're okay with having Aaron Judge out in center field. But at the same time, Aaron Judge's health scares the heck out of me for him to be playing in center field. Like, right field, I get that there's not as much running. It's a bit easier on the body. He's obviously robbing a lot of home runs, regardless of what position he's playing in the outfield. But to me, I mean, I'm still scared about his overall health for them to go out there and get Juan Soto, who statistically is just, well, he's not a good outfielder. Let's just leave it at that. That's what I'll say. Verdugo, I mean, obviously, he got accustomed to playing in Boston, and Boston has all sorts of tricky bounces out in the outfield, sure, to say the least, between left field and right field. I get that they're technically saying, hey, he can play center field. I've never seen it at a major league level that is good enough to say, hey, he's going to be my everyday center fielder. Grisham, I get if he's going to be your everyday center fielder because he's your best defensive outfielder, then yeah, you got to bite the bullet on his bat. And then that leaves, okay, you got Giancarlo Stanton at DH. Who's your other DH in this situation?
Well, Grisham's not coming to play. He's bench. Don't forget, a year ago, Judge became the captain. Signed what you said it today. He signed a year ago today.
Yep, Aaron Judge to the Giants today.
So he's the face. And I'm not saying he doesn't try to be on the field every single day, but he's got to figure it out over the next 3 months to almost 12 months of how to stay on the field every day. Be willing to set the tone, be the leader, be the captain, and get it done. Yes, you don't want to give up the pitching for him and stuff like that. I get it. For Soto, we're talking about, obviously, in that. I have to believe that they're strongly, strongly, strongly committed to going all in on Yamamoto.
They have to be at this
There's
point.
No guarantee you're getting him. I get that. Then they got to go down the trade. You're right. You trade for Soto, give up all those power. Boy, Dylan Cease is looking a lot further down the road, because I can't believe the White Sox are looking for, I think they're, sure, they'd love to get MLB-ready pitchers, But I think there's a bit of flexibility there too, if it came down to it. So, I mean, but Yankees, that's all it would be flexibility players. They're not going to compete with the Braves. They're not going to compete with the Dodgers. They're not going to compete with St. Louis for a Dylan Cease.
Not at this point, no.
Tyler Galison is not coming to Yankee Stadium. The Rays aren't pulling that trade with the Yankees.
No. Corbin Burns, you can't give up enough to get Corbin Burns, in my opinion, at this point in time, either, if you're the Yankees.
And Shane Bieber, you know, they could maybe get Shane Bieber, but I think he's right back to what their pitchers are other than Gerrit Cole. Health.
Yeah.
Health. Hey, there's no question. You're right on. I mean, it's a risky move to go with Soto. Obviously, the 1 year has ramifications in its own case, because I'm sure that there's no way Soto's signing an extension. There's no way, unless they come in at 4.5 or maybe more to blow him right out of the water and say, okay, we're getting her done.
Yeah, they'd have to overpay for him. Yeah. But I mean, the prospects that they're giving up, it sounds like they're
already overpaying.
Yeah. Like that's the way that I look at it. They need to sign him if they're making that deal. Because you're giving up your number two, who I mean is immediately gonna jump in it. Well, at least that's the way that it sounds. Is he's immediately going to jump into the San Diego Padres rotation. Like I said, there's no guarantees with prospects, but when you're giving up, I think it's 10 starting or 10 pitchers in total between the three deals, two deals and then Rule 5 draft and everything like that.
Yep.
Like all of a sudden, you're relying on Nestor Cortes to be 2022 Nestor Cortes instead of 23, who I mean was injured and just flat out sucked this year.
And Carlos Rodon has to go back to the same year with the Giants.
Yeah, you know Carlos Rodon's not going to be healthy ever again, probably.
Not playing in cold weather at the first of the year and the end of the year. It just takes a wear and tear. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's the way that I look at it. So your only guarantee is Gerrit Cole. That's it with the Yankees. Now, like you said, they better be all in on Yamamoto. And I guess you can throw a couple of depth guys in there. If you wanted to get like a Michael Walker or something like that, that would be a move that makes sense to me. Obviously, he's a guy that played for Boston. Like, I'm just looking at free agent starting pitchers out there. I get that the Yankees don't necessarily need a free agent starting pitcher, but at this point in time, they got no depth.
So who comes out right now? Let's have a little fun with this. Who comes out of the winter meetings leading? And I'm sitting there and I'm almost thinking about two teams that took care of business outside of the winter meetings. Philadelphia Phillies for me with the Aaron Nola signing, re-signing, and the Braves doing what they've been doing forever, signing all those good young players and making a few little quiet moves. You got to be feeling great if you're those two teams. Nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly it.
We are in great position right now in the NL. We are loving life. We know Milwaukee's looking to get rid of Corbin Burns, so that's taken out. Cardinals got a little better, but those guys don't scare me.
No.
I'm not, no disrespect.
No, Sonny Gray's the only one right now that should be pitching in the playoffs for the Cardinals.
Everybody, exactly. All three of those signings have respect. There's no question. Gibson, Lynn, respect. Absolute respect. Sonny Gray, obviously more respect. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got to worry about the Cardinals or what a little bit in the NL or the Central. Diamondbacks are still looking good. They only need maybe a move or whatever, and or maybe two, another starting pitcher and lock up third base.
They need
Suarez pitcher. Is there or whatever. Maybe a DH. Maybe JD Martinez.
Yeah, but I still don't like that. If I'm the Diamondbacks, I'm figuring out the Jordan Lawler situation, right? Because obviously next year he's got to come up at some point in time. He's too good to be down in the minor league still. So I don't know if he can play third base or not. Like, obviously, he's a shortstop. Their shortstop from last year, Perdomo. I guess he can play third base, possibly. So, but that's the biggest thing to me. Like, if I'm the Arizona Diamondbacks, I don't know why they're looking at Justin Turner and JD Martinez, knowing we can DH Eugenio Suarez. I'm looking to go out there and get that upgrade at third base.
Chapman?
Hey, if he's a possibility, I'm trying to kick the tires on Matt Chapman coming to be my third baseman. I mean, last week I predicted him to go to the Colorado Rockies. I still think for some reason that's where he's going to end up. I get that the Chicago Cubs, they kicked the tires on that one reportedly. That I saw the other day, but I mean, I don't know how far that one's gotten traction or anything like that. But yeah, no, like I'm just looking at it, right? Arizona, obviously, they can make a couple of moves. They're still in a great position. Cardinals, obviously, right now, depending on kind of what the Milwaukee Brewers do with Corbin Burns, I'd say they're the favorites right now in the NL Central until the Cubs make a move. But the Atlanta Braves, I mean, realistically, what do the Braves have to do?
No, that's what I'm saying. So you're loving them on the NL side out of coming out of the winter meetings.
Oh, 100%.
On the AL side, you still got to go with the Texas Rangers because they're defending World Series champs, and nobody else has really done anything on the American League.
No.
Seattle's been trying. Seattle's been making moves.
Well, Seattle's been reducing their major league talent.
Yeah.
That's the way that I look at it.
Yeah, it's not to overtake the Texas Rangers. So I got to love Texas if I'm there. I haven't had to really fully commit to a Jordan Montgomery if I'm going to go back and re-sign him. Like,
yeah, the Astros losing Martin Maldonado is huge in my opinion.
Subtle little could
that,
be detriment
that
for sure.
I think is a huge move that hurts the Houston Astros because that was a catcher that had a lot of familiarity. So I mean, I get that. Yeah, he's older and he can't hit, but that guy understood that pitching staff, a la Yadier Molina with the St. Louis Cardinals. He made that pitching staff, I think, better than what it should have been.
Sure it does. Sure it does. I mean, sure, they're moving a spot up onto the manager to take over for Dusty Baker. He's been with them, so he knows what the team is. He knows what buttons to push with them and stuff like that. But it's a lot nicer as a manager, and I can speak of it firsthand, being one. It's a lot nicer when you got that hammer of a catcher back there. Diaz is going to be a great catcher. He's going to be a fine catcher. Give him more games or whatever and that. But keep him partnered up with a guy that he's comfortable with in Maldonado and understands. Let him compliment him. Let him fill in. This is how you navigate. Boom, boom, boom.
We better have picked his brain like crazy this year because
it's done.
He's not in the clubhouse anymore.
That's right.
So, yeah, I don't know how that situation is going to play out. But, yeah, like you said, I think Texas right now coming out of the AL, they got to be the happiest after the winter meetings because the Yankees haven't finalized that deal yet.
But. Yeah, and if you're fans of any of those teams or whatever, you're loving life right now. You don't need to do anything. You sit back into cruise mode. So we'll be right back here after the break with our curtain call questions.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holiday deal. That's right, Holla Deal. Staples Holla Deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples Holla Deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23 in store only. See associate for details.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want, finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange Juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So the one highlight that a lot of people had sent in to us over this last, three, 4 days is from the winter meetings, that is the inclusion, the induction of one Jim Leland, Nolan. They want to know your thoughts, your opinions of being from an era that you really didn't know a lot about him, but now that you've been able to see a little bit over the last few days, what your perception would be from your generation.
Yeah, like I only really remember Jimmy Leland with the Detroit Tigers. I'm born in 95, right? So, I mean, he was already done in Pittsburgh by that point. Had just kind of come on with Florida, wins the World Series there.
97, so you're a young two.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't remember any of that time, right? Colorado, when he said that he was manager in Colorado, I was like, oh, didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that
you almost forget it. Yep.
That one just went right over my head. But no, from what I remember of his time in Detroit, obviously year in, year out, man, they were a competitive team until he retired in 2013. That guy had that team rolling on all cylinders year in, year out. Obviously they had, in my opinion, one of the greatest starting pitching staffs of all time in terms of names. Like, you're looking at it, like, they had obviously Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Anibal Sanchez, Doug Fister, drawing a blank on who the fifth guy was in the early 2010s. But, like, they had a legitimate starting five. Now, obviously, the Phillies had a better starting five at that same time because theirs was a Doc, Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee.
Bringing back memories, man. Bringing back memories.
I'm drawing a blank on who the fourth guy was there. But either way, so my point being, though, like, you're looking at it, and Jimmy Leland, man, what he did with all the teams that he was involved with, obviously he helped Pittsburgh get up to that NL Central, or I don't know if it was the NL Central back then when they were managing it. Either way, he helped them win three straight division titles, took them to the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, never got over the hump. Joins Florida right after Florida, obviously, basically just started to become a major league team. Helps bring them up to contention, wins World Series with them. Then, yeah, obviously Detroit, like I said, I mean, the guy had a fantastic run there. It's funny to hear it, though, that he only had about a .500 career winning percentage. Now, I get that he came into a lot of situations where he had to help build it up from the ground up and everything like that. But still, like, he was one of the best managers of all time. I read fourth manager inducted into the Hall of Fame to never play an inning in the major leagues. Congratulations, Jimmy.
No question. And of course, going back to your Cardinal roots or whatever, and that huge shout out to your probably favorite manager yourself, Tony La Russa, or whatever, and the brotherhood that they had built, right? And the history of managing across from him in the minor leagues to the pros, the Justin Verlander comments, the Miggy Cabrera comments that were out in the forefront this week. But just, you can just imagine how many texts he had and how much appreciation that was given to him over the years and stuff like that. So absolutely, Nolan, congratulations, Jim Leland. You're going to the Hall of Fame. And it was just fun to watch him sit back and talk. And again, like we say so many times, it's just nice to hear them talk naturally. And the one that stood out to me before we move on was talking about your culture, your philosophy and stuff like that. And I'm not going to be able to say it verbatim of how he quoted it, but it was basically, you lie to somebody, you lose them for life. You tell them the truth and it hurts, you lose them for 24 hours. And that's pretty special. I mean, even Barry Bonds was in there with the Pirates days, right? And couldn't speak more highly of the guy. So that goes to show you, and that's pretty hard when you're talking about Barry Bonds from all the reports you get on him, for sure. So absolutely. Let's move on. Mr. Yamamoto, he's waiting in the wings. He's landing in the U.S., meeting with the Yankees Monday morning. Steve Cohen flew there last week to meet with him. Where does he ultimately land?
Yeah, that's just it. I got no clue. I'm not even going to try and speculate with Yamamoto. It sounds like he's at the top of a lot of teams' wish lists. Obviously, he's commanding a contract over $200 million. He'll be the highest signed Japanese player to ever come over to North America, and rightfully so, in my opinion, just based on the stats that he's posted the past, 8 years, I think, over in the NPB. That dude's legit. That dude's legit. And obviously, you're looking, here's the thing, right? So you're looking at the past couple of years where Japanese guys have come over, and they've had success in the major leagues. Like Kodai Senga, obviously, last year, he had tons of success with the New York Mets. This guy's better than Senga. This guy's going to be a number one, number two pitcher, guaranteed, for whatever team he signs with. Like, he's $200-plus million and well worth it, in my opinion. So, I don't know, man. Here's the thing, right? Obviously, the San Francisco Giants need to make a move.
I was going to comment on them.
That's kind of where my brain's leading. But, I mean, like we said a couple weeks ago, though, they don't have a Japanese player. And that's the thing that I think will ultimately hold up whatever team he signs with. He said that he wants to play with another Japanese player. So that limits your markets down to about 8 teams.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Oracle Park, huge park, good for pitchers. He'd saddle in there with Logan Webb, you know, fantastic. But you're right, I can't see him landing there. I just don't see it. Yankees, it sounds like they're all in, but you're right. I honestly, great question. I don't have an answer for you either, Nolan. All I know is it's maybe getting closer to $300 million for him. You're talking about a 25-year-old.
That's what it's sounding.
There you go. There you go. Today comes out. Orioles fans sending it in. Uncertainty with Oriole fans. Craig Kimbrel signing. Good, bad, otherwise, smart move. Steering away from the Josh Hader, obviously. Expecting Felix Bautista to come back full strength after a year.
Yeah, you got to assume Jordan Hicks and Josh Hader, with the likelihood of them signing a multi-year deal, probably scared the Baltimore Orioles out of that one. And especially the money that's going to be tied to those guys. Now, I can't see Hicks obviously commanding $20-plus million a year like Hader will. But I'm looking at it, man. I love that signing personally. If you're Baltimore, you're getting Craig Kimbrel. Obviously, he's a guy that has tons of closing experience. I'm pretty sure he's still the active leader for saves ahead of Kenley Jansen. But, I mean, that's just a guy that obviously he's bounced around for quite a few different teams. But wherever he's gone, he's been that ninth inning guy, and he's had success in that role. If I'm Baltimore, obviously I'm a playoff contention team. You needed to replace Felix Bautista for the year. Hey, 1 year, $13 million. I guess that's the highest paid player on Baltimore now, but you're looking at it. I got no problem with that deal. That's a fantastic deal for me.
Miami Marlins starting to finally kick tires on their youth pitchers. What are they looking back for?
Yeah, they got to be looking for some power just to play in that park. Obviously, last year they traded from their surplus of pitching. They get Jake Berger back, who, I mean, he added tons of OPS and power to that lineup there. And then Josh Bell was their other move at the deadline. Same thing. I think those two guys together, they posted, what was it? I remember seeing the stat at the end of the year. I know it was a plus 800 OPS. So you're looking at it, man. That's the way that the Miami Marlins got to look at it, is they need probably, I'd say right now, I get that they have some young outfielders that are still unproven and everything like that. I'm looking at a left fielder or a right fielder with some good power there, because it's going to be Jazz Chisholm in center field as long as he's healthy. Then you got, obviously, Luis Arraez at second base. And the rest of the team, you can kind of figure it out on the go. Like Josh Bell, he'll be your starting first baseman, I'd imagine. Berger's third base. Shortstop, I'm not really too sure off of the top of my head. Why am I drawing a blank on that? Either way, shortstop, I mean, they got most of their positions covered, right? Catcher, I guess they could use a catcher. Like, it's going to be interesting to see which way they go, but I think their number one return that they're looking for has to be in the power department.
For sure, you use Jorge Soler too, right? I can't see him re-signing with them either. So.
No.
Let's jump over to the Blue Jays. This is coming in from all the Canadians. Blue Jays lose out on Shohei Ohtani. Yankees are hard in on Soto. Where do they navigate to?
If they lose out on Ohtani, let's say if.
Yeah.
Because there's still a very good possibility that he does sign with Toronto.
There is, but if they
lose out.
Because now you got people starting to think the other way, right? They didn't get him signed during the winter meetings.
You better have Bellinger on speed dial the second that deal falls through. And you better say, hey, Cody, listen. What's it going to take? We need you. Come play center field. Because the Jays need a center fielder. They need some left-handed power in that lineup just to fit between Guerrero and Bichette. And, I mean, I don't know what the contract's going to end up being. Obviously, he's not Kevin Kiermaier out in center field by any means. Like, Kevin Kiermaier, he's one of the best, in my opinion, to ever do it in center field defensively. Like, that guy's a stud. The fact he only has, what, I think 3 gold gloves genuinely surprises the heck out of me. But you're looking at it, man. Cody Bellinger's a move that the Jays got to fall back on. If they're willing to spend all this type of money to make this play, if they were in on Soto the way that they were talking about that they were in on Soto, they got to be right up there for Cody Bellinger if these two deals fall through.
One, I have to believe Matt Chapman as well because they still need that third baseman if he's moving on somewhere else, right? They just don't have an in-house guy to just be able to play him. I don't care that he had a little bit of an offensive off year and stuff like that. You don't have the pieces to replace him. So
get a shortstop. Get an actual shortstop if I'm the Jays. I'm sorry, move Bichette over to third base.
Well, that time's coming too. There's no question
about
it.
My opinion, Bichette should be a second baseman. I can't stand Bichette at shortstop. I've said it for years. He should be either third base or second base. I don't care which way you got to go with him, but they need to make a move for a shortstop if that's the move that you're going to do.
This in from your Cardinals. Yadier Molina's in the house. How hot is the seat that Mr. Marmel's sitting under?
Oh,
or sitting on, I should say.
Oh, it is hot. Very hot. It's about as hot as hot can get. Because you know you got a Cardinal, former World Series champion, that just came on as your bench coach, and Daniel Descalso. And you got Yadi back in the building. And apparently, from what I hear, he's going to have, obviously he got hired on for a special assistant to John Mozeliak. But he's going to have some sort of role where he's in uniform on the bench from game to game. That is huge when you hear that as a Cardinals fan. Do not give me hope that we're going to fire Ollie Marmol by May 1st and put Yadier Molina in the reins.
Well, the other interesting thing for me was the fact that, exactly right, he's going to be all throughout the organization too. When he's not with the big team, right?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, to me, you're getting comfortable with everybody in your organization. You're reestablishing the Cardinals' way. You're establishing him, and you're finding out whether you got players in your organization that could play for him in the future or can't. I think that's what it looks like for me. So that's going to be an interesting to see, and we're going to find out, I think, would be pretty quick, middle of May. I would think there's going to be action if it's not trending the right way for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mr. Marmel. Cleveland Guardians, Nolan. Cleveland Guardian fans ecstatic for the possibility of maybe a holiday coming to them because they were fortunate enough to get the number one pick in the 2024 draft. First time in history. How are they feeling?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of crazy because they came in at 2% odds. Cincinnati Reds even jumping up to number two with 0.9 odds at landing the first overall pick. Like, the pair of those teams, man, they got to be walking away from it incredibly happy. Because obviously you're looking at the Cincinnati Reds, tons of young kids that just came up. They land the number two overall pick. That's going to slide right in, especially if they draft an upper-level college player who's almost MLB ready. They can almost get that kid up there by the end of the year, especially if Cincinnati's in contention to pair with all the rest of their young guys. Like, that was huge for them. Cleveland, obviously, they get their pick of the litter. Like, obviously, this year's class is not supposed to be like last year's class, where you get about 3-4 guys that easily could have been the number one overall draft pick. In my opinion, there's no generational talent in this year's class so far that I've seen. But, I mean, hey, it's only December.
Steven Vogt's loving life. Won't see them for a few years maybe, but he's loving life as a new manager of the Cleveland Guardians with that number one draft pick in his first year. So that's good. Not a question. Perry Minasian going ahead and saying, Mr. Trout, not on the table, not on a trade. There you have it, Dirtbags. We will be right back here with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, since basically nothing happened during the MLB winter meetings, except for, in my opinion, what I thought was the best hour of time used was Cole Bradley coming up with a song to sing, or sorry, three songs to sing for the MLB Network guys. I thought that guy absolutely killed it. Now, he's a Canadian boy born in Calgary, which is nowhere close to us, for those thinking that Calgary is a skip and a throw away from us here near Toronto. But no, man, that guy, he went on there, said, hey, you know what, boys? Yeah, I'll do it live. Like, let's come up with three songs. We'll make them, I guess it was probably, what, about a minute and a half each at absolute most. But, I mean, each of the songs, very catchy. He did a very good job with it. Like I said, Canadian boy. So, I mean, hey, we got to give him a shout-out.
Yeah, be sure to look him up. Cole Bradley, for sure. Excellent job. There was no question about it. Entertaining. And you're right, Nolan. It really was almost the highlight of the whole week, for sure. I'm sure for DeRosa and Heyman and Greg, it probably was. So, anyways, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. As always, the show goes too quick. We wish we could be on with you all the time, every day, but it is what it is. So make sure you're getting out there, you're getting up, you're getting after it, you're getting dirty wherever you are, a player, a parent, a coach. Live, breathe, exhaust this game of baseball. It's everything, and it still is good game, even though the winter meetings were non-existent, unfortunately. It is what it is. Head over to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us, please, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. This week, tomorrow, I have on Hogan Nelson talking about his three-time home run championship at the Power Showcase World Championships down in Miami. First and only three-time champion. Bryce Harper hasn't even done that. Great Texas kid. Great interview with him and his parents, salt of the earth people. Check it out at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on YouTube. Subscribe and comment. Leave us your thoughts. If you're interested in being on a show with me, DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation or Kirk McNabb on Facebook if you want to. We'll be happy to hear about it, talk about it, your product, you personally, wherever you are in the world. It doesn't matter because we're all one nation. It's all one game of baseball, and that's what it's about. Live it, breathe it, die it. All the time. That's what a dirtbag is, and that's who you want to be every single day. That's what we aspire to be. Again, unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.